So I'd like you to start by taking a nice deep breath in and out. That's right, just start to calm yourself down. And while you're focusing on your breath, I want you to focus and find a spot on the wall in front of you. It could be a spot on the ceiling, a spot on the wall, or something to look at. And once you've found that spot, you've found that space, I want you to focus on it intently. I want you to notice the shape, the color, the texture of that thing and that spot. I want you to focus deeply and intently on every single crevice and part of it. Perhaps while you do that, you might even think about why you chose to look at that spot as you focus on it more and more intently. And now in a moment, I'm going to start to count down from 20 to 1. And with each even number, I want you to have your eyes open. And with each odd number, I want you to allow your eyes to close. And each and every single time you allow your eyes to close, I want you to focus on the feeling in your eyelids. Focusing on that feeling as they close and open. And taking nice deep breaths with each number. With 20, breathe in. And breathe out. Focusing on that spot. So intently focusing, that's right. 19, close those eyes and take a nice deep breath in. And out. And feel the feeling that your eyelids are feeling right now. That's right. With 18, open those eyes. And as you open those eyes, you might start to notice the feeling of heaviness, weightiness, starting to develop. As those eyes fixate on that spot, on that space, on that object. That's right. With 17, breathe in deep and close those eyes. And you can feel the relaxing feeling of your eyelids closing gently. That's right. And it feels so good to just allow them to close. That's right. With 16, those eyes open and you stare at the spot. And you might start to notice with each number I count, those eyelids wanting to stay closed, those eyelids wanting to stay relaxed. And that's okay. It's all right to just allow those eyes to just close when they feel like it's ready for them to close. With 15, close those eyes. And as you close those eyes, you start to feel that relaxing feeling again. That's right, that relaxing feeling again with 14. As you try and open those eyes. And you might start to notice that with each and every number I count, opening and closing those eyes becomes so difficult as you just want to keep those eyes closed, as you just want to keep those eyes relaxed. That's right. With 13, close those eyes. It's almost a relief at this point to have an odd number where you're allowed to close those eyes and you can just remain relaxing. That's right, relaxing. Relaxing is so easy to do. That's right. With 12, open those eyes if you still can. As those eyelids become heavier and heavier with each and every single close, with each open. They just want to remain closed. With 11, close those eyes. And it's almost a relief at this point to have an odd number where you can just allow your eyes to close. Allow those eyes to close, that's right. And open those eyes with 10. That's right, 10. Halfway there now with 9, close those eyes. 8, open those eyes. As you notice the feeling getting stronger and stronger, the relaxation, pulling those eyelids down, down, down with 7. Close those eyes. 6, open those eyes. 5, close those eyes. And you might start to notice that it becomes harder and harder to keep those eyes open. So even on the even numbers, you might find yourself just blinking more and more and more. Allowing those eyes to stay almost shut with 4, as you try and open those eyes. And some might try to fail, or fail to try, and that's okay. It's okay to allow those eyes to feel so heavy, droopy, drowsy with 3. So close now, knowing that when I reach the number 1, you can just allow those eyes to stay closed. With 2, open those eyes, or try. Try to fail or fail to try. On the next number, knowing that you can keep those eyes closed and relax even deeper. Relaxing even deeper down with 1. Close those eyes and keep them closed. So today, I'm going to take you to a wonderful place. a place where you can relax, a place where you can unwind, a place where you can find yourself being comfortable and cozy and safe and secure. So what I want you to do is just close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, I need you to take a nice deep breath in. Hold it for a moment. And breathe out. And with your eyes closed, I want you to imagine something for me. I want you to imagine yourself at the top of a large staircase. That's right, a large staircase with 10 distinct steps from the top to the bottom. And as we count down together from 10 to 1, you can just imagine yourself stepping down each of those steps. That's right, going on an adventure. And now, I also want you to think about how the staircase looks. I want you to think about how the staircase feels under your feet. I want you to listen for the sounds of your steps as you step down, 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 from 10 to 1. And with each and every single step, you can feel your hand on the railing. You can feel me standing here next to you. Because you and I are going on an adventure. You and I are going somewhere special, somewhere safe, somewhere secure. Some place where you can relax and let go and be yourself. That's right, as we step down from 10, you can find us standing at the top of the staircase, looking down at the steps with 9. As we step down, as you hear the gentle sound of our footsteps on the floor beneath us, as you feel your hand on the railing, as you feel my presence here with you right now, as we step down with 8, 7, 6, each and every single number, just letting you relax more and more, just letting you go more and more into this place, into this experience, with 5, 4, 3, as we're nearing the bottom now, with 2, and 1. And now here we are, at the bottom of the staircase. And now we're here at the bottom of the staircase. You can just look out in front of you and see a large, elaborately decorated door. It's covered with rainbows and stickers and all kinds of fun, inviting things. And it looks almost as if it's a child's bedroom. That's okay. Sometimes we have childish things that we have to put away in the back of our minds. But sometimes it's fun to allow those things to come out. Sometimes it's fun to allow those things to come to the forefront and just enjoy ourselves doing something that we used to do in childhood. And for me, I'm taking you to a very special place. You see, in my childhood, I used to make blanket forts. I used to make forts, safe, secure spaces, little homes, little tents, little hidey holes where I could just relax and be myself. And that's what we're going to do today. So as you reach out and open the door, you can find us stepping inside a room filled to the brim with blankets, with pillows, with chairs. And you and I are going to take our time to build this blanket fort in the back of your mind. And that's okay. Because it might remind you how much fun it is to help to be involved in the process of making a fort a safe space for yourself. So I'm going to help you build this blanket fort. So first we're going to need some chairs so we can line the chairs up and give ourselves a base for our fort. Next, we might put some string up, high up in the ceiling. And this is going to keep our roof from falling down. And everything we do here is safe and secure. And everything we do here is going to stay up here for as long as we need it to. And then you and I can grab the blankets and start to create this fort. And now I don't know if it's going to be a big fort or a small fort. I don't know if it's going to be huge, made with fluffy blankets or made with cotton blankets or made with blue or pink or rainbow, whatever color it might be, whatever shape it might take. That's up for you to decide because you are the architect of your own fort. You are the one in charge of building this blanket fort. So together we grab the pieces. I can help you. I can guide you to build this fort. As you start to slowly see it coming to life, as it brings that feeling of joy inside you, that feeling that you might have felt in childhood, building things, creating things, allowing your mind to open up, allowing your mind to be creative. That's right. And as I smile at you, you can just feel the happy contentness of knowing that we're here together doing something fun and beneficial to you. And as we build this fort, you can just see all the things. We can put some cushions inside. We can make it comfortable and cozy. We can make it safe and secure. We can fill it with all your favorite things. That's right. as you just look around the room and find things that you love in each and every nook and cranny and putting them inside that room. And now I don't know what those things might be, but your subconscious mind and you know exactly what those things are. As you can visualize them, you can touch them, you can hold them, you can hear the sounds of them, you can see the sights of them as you gather up all those things and place them in that fort. And now the most important part of this blanket fort, of this building of safe space inside your mind, is for you to be able to test it out. So when it's finished, I want you to find the entranceway and I want you to climb inside. Whether that be walking in, whether that be crawling in, whether that be rolling in, however you feel that you want to go inside this fort. And I'm going to ask you permission to come with you. So, as I gently tap my hand on the floor, hi, can I come inside? Can I have permission to enter your blanket fort? And it's okay for you to say no, but I think it could be fun if we could both come in there together and sit together. So is that okay? And of course, I'm always going to wait for your signal. That's right. So with your permission, I'm going to crawl inside your blanket fort and I'm going to sit down with you. And I don't know if there's any lights in there. Maybe you've got a torch. Maybe you've got one of those special lights that projects stars up to the roof. Maybe you're just sitting there in the darkness and that's okay. Whatever feels most comfortable for you, you can just imagine that around you right now, keeping you safe and secure. Because this blanket fort is always here in the back of your mind. It's always here keeping you safe, keeping you secure, and giving you a safe space to go to. Giving you a safe place to go to, giving you a space to relax. And now I know a lot of people sometimes tell me that they have trouble sleeping. They have trouble letting go of feelings. They have trouble relaxing. They have trouble thinking. And all of these problems can be fixed with a solution by giving them a space, giving them a place, giving them a part of themselves to go to when things get too difficult, when they just want to relax, where they just want to go. So I'm giving you this gift, the gift of this room, the gift of this blanket fort. You see, each and every single time you find yourself stressed, I want you to do exactly as we did, because you know the process now. All you have to do is find a place where you're safe and secure. We have 5 minutes, and I want you to count down from 10 to 1. And as you count down, you step down each of those steps. And as you step down to the bottom, you find yourself at that door. And in here will be that blanket fort. And as you sit here in the fort, you can just find that this is the place where none of those thoughts, those feelings, being overwhelmed, being overworked, being overstressed, none of that can be in here. Because this blanket fort is full of happiness, it's full of contentment, it's full of relaxation and comfort. This is a safe space for you to be. This is a safe space for you to exist. This is a safe space for you to be you. And whether that be in a time when you need to go to sleep, whether that be in a time where you need to relax and rest up, whether that be in a time when you're worried about something, or you just need time to make a decision on something, you can use this fort for so many different things, because this is your space. This is your space, and this is my gift to you, is this blanket fort that no one can tear down, that no one can remove, that will stay here as long as you need it, as long as you want it. And as long as your subconscious wants to give you a place to go. And now you know the directions to this fort. Now you and I have put up the boundaries, the foundations of your safe space, of your place to relax. That's right. And as we sit here comfortably, you know that you feel so much more empowered being in here. You feel so much more happy and content being in here. And you feel relaxed and comfortable being in here. And of course, you can always rearrange it however you need it to be. So if something has happened and you need it to be bigger or smaller or brighter or more comfortable, you can do that. There are all of the tools in this room, all of your favorite things, all of your best memories, your hopes and your dreams, everything here in this fort, full of cushions, full of blankets, full of comfortable feelings. And it's okay to come here when you're stressed. It's okay to come here when you need a break, when you need to relax, or even if you just need a nap. You can lie down amongst the pillows and just drift off to sleep. in this blanket fort, this safe and secure place, for you to be yourself, for you to exist, for only happy and content feelings. And I'm going to give you a special gift. And I'm going to put a special sticker on the door. And this sticker is a picture of a dream catcher. And that means that no negative energy, no unhappy thoughts or feelings can get through that door into this room, into this blanket fort, into this space. So the second you walk through that door and come into this room with your blanket fort, you can just find all of the stress, all of the tension, everything just leaving your body because it can't come through that door. That door is a barrier for all stress, all tension, all negative thoughts and feelings, all worries, fears, all of that. It has to stay outside that door. No exceptions. And that big sticker on the front of the door reminds you that this is a place for only happy, content feelings. It's full of bright, happy colors. It's full of all of your favorite things. And it's so soft, warm, and inviting. And just like when we used to in childhood, build these safe spaces for ourselves, we can do that again. And you can have this now. So this is my gift to you. So now I'm going to give you the option, whether or not you want to sit here longer in this fort, or whether or not you want to come up the stairs with me. So, in a moment, this audio will end. And when this audio ends, you have a choice. You can either count yourself up from 1 to 10 and go back up that staircase to the land of the waking, feeling so happy and content, bringing those feelings of happiness, contentment, and relaxation with you. Or you can stay here in your fort. Because you and I both know that when it's time for you to leave, when it's time for you to wake up, you can just count yourself up, walk back up the stairs, close that door, make sure it's locked and safe and secure for you, and leave whenever you want. So, I'm now going to make that choice up for you, and I hope you enjoy your time here in your blanket fort.